When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Our damn cookies.
It's funny how you have evidence of that, but when I actually send you stuff for the show, you don't have that.
You know what? That's between me and my financial.
Mm-hmm. Your financial committee advisor. Yeah, exactly. No, as usual, something happened with the studio. From the minute I leave at 4 o'clock every day, well, I don't know. It is a combination of Craig Hoffman, you, and the radio spirits, the
why
ghosts.
Why do you say me? I have nothing to do
well,
with it.
You do it on the weekends. But I'm going to still blame you anyway. Like, chairs wind up like pinned behind doors.
Well, we know that was Linnell.
Today,
well, I wanted to give you a hard time walking into the studio for all the crap you talked yesterday about.
I didn't talk any crap. I couldn't plug in my headsets because there's like some weird addition to the headphone jack box. So I had to go into that portal as opposed to the traditional portal that I go in because I couldn't hear. So that was causing the delay in the start of the show. Either way, I can now unfortunately hear you. Good afternoon. How are you?
Better than the average Joe. I'll tell you
that's
that.
Good. That's good. That's good. Matty Ice is along with us on the other side of the glass. It is indeed a Windbag Wednesday. It is going to rain out there, so be careful out there. It is raining.
How sweet of you.
On Kirk Cousins' parade in Atlanta. That in a moment. Happy birthday to Jaden Daniels.
Wow.
Jaden. The Washington Commanders quarterback celebrating a birthday on a work day.
Sure.
Sorry, Jaden.
That's what your birth certificate says, brother.
I mean, I'm sure you could have celebrated yesterday with a nice dinner, perhaps at Clyde's in Willow Creek. It's a good place. I've been there a number of times.
Sure.
You would enjoy it, Jaden, and you make plenty of money. You would have no problem paying the bill.
Sure.
Why are you pocket watching Jaden Daniels?
I'm not pocket watching. I'm just simply saying
you 100% afford a nice definition of pocket
he can afford
watching.
A nice dinner. That's all.
And you can afford a nice haircut. Your haircut looks brilliant.
I got a haircut. It cost me $27 with the tip. A little bit pricey, but I did get the beard shave
for
a
you to
bit.
Get a haircut for $27 in this economy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive.
No,
pretty
it is.
Impressive.
Did you, what do you like cockadoodle do for him?
No, I go to you know where I go? I go to Great Clips because why? They are a sponsor of the NHL.
Why don't you get them to be a sponsor of the Chris Russell Show?
I'd love for them to be.
You know what I want to sponsor?
I support the things that I like.
I need the fans, since you all, and I'm on y'all asses too. I need the fans to sponsor therapy for me. Because some of the mean, heinous things that you all have said about me over the past 48 hours, I've been active on TikTok, so now I'm getting it on TikTok, too. Someone made a comment about my attire on DC News Now on Sunday night. It's like I can't be objective about this team. They treat me like you, and I don't deserve that because I'm smarter than you.
Beep, beep.
They're treating me like you. I just get so much hate. Every time I make an objective statement or comment about the group,
you know,
and I had to listen to Craig Hoffman yesterday tell me it's your delivery.
Yes.
Now.
Well,
I was on Hoffman's therapy.
I listened to Hoffman's therapy on a couch last night as well with you, his crazy ass patient. We got some things that we might be able to get to on that. I heard you once again on overtime last night, bumping around in traffic on my way home late as usual. And I heard you say that you continue to be objective. It's like your new replacement of I've Got New Information, which was your song and dance 2 weeks ago, and you're allowed to change your opinion. Now you're allowed to be objective.
I've been objective
and you're allowed to you're allowed to say things differently at your whim, at your whim, at your desire. And here's the problem. You're right. You're allowed to say and update your file. That's good. That's smart. You're allowed to update your file. The problem is, and this is what I think Craig was getting at, on therapy on a couch.
So you agree with
Craig? No, I said I think. Is you are so outlandish.
I'm outlandish.
You're so over the line.
I'm over the line.
Like, there's a difference. Okay, so one of the things that I wanted to talk about today, and I texted it to you this morning, okay, and you tried to reposition it, but I said, after last week,
yeah,
do you feel worse about the Commanders' chance to beat a real team?
I think it should be better or worse. Give the people an option.
Right. They have an option. That is the beauty of radio, my friend. They have an option to say, what are you talking about? But last night on overtime, you kept saying, they're average. They're remarkably average. And some guy called in, and I heard it, and I don't remember his name, but it sounded like you had a friendly banter between you two, and just before, I think, the 7 o'clock hour, maybe just after the 7 o'clock top of the hour, and he said, Linnell, how could you say they're average when they're 9-5? And so that's why I'm not saying after last week, can they beat a bad team, or do you feel worse or better about them beating a bad team? Because I know there's going to be the people with the surgically attached pom-poms that sit here and say, no, I feel better about them beating the Philadelphia Eagles after last Sunday in New Orleans.
Well, that would make you make you a complete lunatic if you feel that way.
But there are a lot of fans in our fan base. But here's your problem. Okay, and I've told you this privately, I've told you this on the air, and I think Craig tried to tell you this last night, is you try and take such a hot stand, such a polarizing,
opinion. That's the two industry players trying to tell the local guy how to feel. You all don't know how it feels. I wake up and toss and turn over this group.
And then you shoot your shot at us because he was born in South Carolina and I was born in New York. Instead, what you haven't learned, young buck, is there's a way to talk about this stuff without being so boring out there, so that people aren't threatening you in DMs and people aren't trying to come down here and detonate a bomb.
Russell. Now I'm standing in the studio. You know what that's called? Right. That's called heat.
I'm aware what it's called. This isn't nothing, wrestling.
And there's nothing.
This isn't wrestling. This is sports talk radio. This is talking about the Commanders.
There is nothing fake, scripted, or anything about what I say.
Nothing scripted?
And then when you make jokes like that, people really begin to think,
when you put a pitchfork in them the day after Thanksgiving to get calls, which you readily admit
what
you did.
What did I say? Hold on. Let me ask you this. I put a fork in their playoff opportunity after the Dallas game.
Right.
As we sit here, 2 days.
They have a great chance of making the playoffs. A great chance of making the playoffs.
We'll see.
They're 9-5.
They're 9-5.
They have a great chance of making the playoffs.
They do. If they don't,
with one more win, they have an excellent chance. With two wins, they are a virtual lock. With three wins, obviously, it's all over.
You get me riled up, Chris, and I got to stop allowing you to do it. But the question
if
that
I
you
get
asked,
you riled up, it's because I'm countering the truth as you see it.
You have your own.
You're like a certain television news network that is very popular with a lot of Americans that I refuse to watch because it is so outlandish, so I don't know if it's out to the left or the right or the center or whatever, but you're like the sports talk radio version of that television network.
He's saying I am sports talk Fox News is what he's saying.
Basically.
That's ridiculous.
You know what that sounds like? A giant fart fest.
Exactly.
So anyway.
But no, my bigger point last night, and we're getting to it now, is like,
let's do it. You think they're remarkably average.
And that's okay. That's what you people need to understand. It's okay that they're average. We're in year one of a rebuild.
Okay.
You found your franchise quarterback. You have tremendous organizational structure. I don't believe they can beat a quality football team, and they've yet to show that to this
point. That is a separate opinion than calling them average. When you're 9-5, you're not average.
What?
You're 9-5. You're Chris, not. Let me repeat it,
Chris.
When you're 9-5, you're not average.
The Washington Commanders are the 2023 Miami Dolphins.
When you're 9-5, you're not average.
They are the 2023 Miami Dolphins. They do not have a win against a team with a winning record, Chris.
Correct.
How do you keep ignoring that?
It doesn't
that
matter.
That is what it means
you've,
to
you've
be
You've played
average.
14 games and you've won virtually 2/3 of them.
For someone that loves
that's
to,
not
for someone that loves to crow about using context,
yes.
You two are stuck
well,
on the number of what their
wait,
record
wait a,
is.
Wait a second.
For someone
you,
that loves to use context
second.
So damn much, you're so caught up on 9-5. They're 9-5, and in reality, they could be 7-7.
Again,
Chris.
Again,
the Giants beat themselves. The Chicago
you're
Bears it took a Hail Mary.
You're conflating what I'm trying to get at.
You're mad.
You're
at me
9-5. You're
not. An
you're not average.
It's
that,
not Chris. It's
that,
not an insult.
It,
to say
I don't
that
care
average.
Whether it's an insult. It's wrong.
That's
okay. Now, separate argument. Hey, man, they're 9-5, but they're fortunate to be 9-5. I don't know if they can beat a good team starting this Sunday against Philadelphia. I don't think they could beat Green Bay and Lambeau. I don't think they could beat Sean McVay's Rams if Sean McVay's Rams come here. You know who they're not beating? Baker Mayfield, Todd Bowles, who gets no credit, by the way, and I'm sick of it. Todd Bowles, Baker Mayfield, another guy who gets no credit, and I'm sick of it, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't think they could beat the Philadelphia Eagles in round one for a third matchup.
So that makes them average because
no,
all of those
no,
teams are above average,
no,
Chris Russell.
It, no, they're
because they
no,
have wins all, against quality
no,
opponents.
All of those teams
Washington
are good.
Does
all of those
not
teams are
have.
Good or very good. Good. So if they're good or very good, what does that make the Commanders? It makes them at 9-5. Hello. Ding, 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 ding.
Above average?
Say it with me, boys and girls. Ah, it makes them above average.
So you're trying to go back and forth between average and above
yes.
average.
Yes.
Anytime, you,
put, like,
anytime
hey,
you have to use the word the adjective average to describe them.
When you were
it
in,
shows you what the hell
when
they
you,
are.
When you were in school, was there a difference between an A and a B or C and a D?
I'm not okay.
Was there a difference? If somebody hang on a second, let me bring it to today. Hey, YIC, man, you know what? I like you, man, but you do an average show. Next call. YIC, don't let that guy talk down to you, man. You do an above average show. Most nights, some nights you do a kick-ass show. Don't you think there's a difference between above average and average? Don't you think there's layers and nuance and context to average, to above average, to good, to great, to elite?
Sure.
Isn't there a difference?
Sure. Sure.
So that's my point. That's my point. And for you, again, for you to call them average when they're 9-5 based on the context of they just haven't beaten a great opponent yet, while I understand your concern, that's punishing a team for A, playing the schedule that they earned because they sucked last year, B, because they beat a team in the Bears, granted, with a miracle, at the time that was rolling, that had won 4 in a row, and that was
3 in a row, Chris.
3 in a row or whatever it was, and was 4-2 at the year.
Rolling in the month of September.
Yeah,
like, give me
well,
a break.
It was mid-October
no
in case you remember.
Come on, man.
It was mid-October in case you don't
whatever.
Care. The point being is they were rolling. Caleb Williams was playing very good coming in.
That's their only win against a team with a winning record. And look at how good they are now.
The Arizona Cardinals, they smacked them around. For a little while, the Arizona Cardinals had a winning record.
For a little while.
Then, as usual, Kyler Murray put his diapers on,
Chris,
soiled himself, and fell apart in the second half while leaving all the blame to Cliff Kingsbury. And finally, they won a game this Sunday.
Your argument is like painting me out to be some sort of like hypercritical monster of the team, and I'm not going to allow you to paint me in that light. There's nothing wrong with the team being average. They're in year one of a rebuild. They have their franchise quarterback, and they've got some of the best organizational structure across pro sports.
Right.
Damn just the NFL.
So why can't
they're
you just
average.
Say above average? Why can't
because that's
you
not
just
what
say
the hell I believe. I'm not going to go say
why,
something I don't believe.
Why can't
Chris.
You say
I'm not you.
Why can't you say they're good, but they haven't
Chris,
done what they need to do to be great. Why not? I'm trying
you,
to play what, with you, play there word good, semantics, word salad see, with you by saying they're good, above average.
Because your definition of good and great, because are you like a loser? Have you been a lifetime loser, Chris Russell? Great is the Detroit Lions. Great is the Kansas City Chiefs. Great is the Philadelphia Eagles. You know what good teams are in the NFL? The Packers, the Vikings, the Rams. We're not as good as those teams. They're good. We're average. It's average, good, great. What scale of above average? What the hell are you throwing above average in for? Because you want to kiss their ass
again
and not have the people jump down your throat?
Have you ever heard of a plus?
Average.
This isn't Nick Wright. This isn't Nick Wright. Your hero, okay? And whatever the hell he does on a station that nobody watches.
Well, tears get done on this very station as well by the Prince of Passion.
I don't care about that. Here's the deal. For you to say that there's only good, average,
three tiers,
or great,
that's
it.
You're trying to hyperanalyze
that things. That is absolutely incorrect.
Chris.
There's nuance to everything.
Chris. This is ridiculous. Average, good, great. That's fair, is it not? They're in the tier of average. When I talk about them being average, it's average.
It's fair
good,
in your
great.
Eyes.
I'm telling you what teams I'm defining as great. I told you. Want me to repeat it for you again?
No, I the don't
Detroit
need you
Lions,
to. I know
the
who's
Philadelphia
great.
Eagles, the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. Those are great teams in this league right
yeah.
now. The good teams, the Packers.
Right.
The Chargers.
Yeah.
Are we as good as those teams?
I didn't say you were. But
so you're a tier below
to say
them.
That there's only three tiers wow. is what I'm taking umbrage with.
Well, that's just
and
you
you're
choosing
not
to
paying,
argue with me.
No, you're not paying you attention that
Skip
there
Bayless.
Is layers
Good
in between. Just like, again, when
like
you
a
were
great
in school,
value Skip Bayless
and
right now.
When you were in school, okay, and I know it's hard for you to remember this, but there was A+. There was A-, there was B+, there was B-, there was C+, there was C-, and so on and so forth. There was layers. Man. There were layers in between A, B, and C. What can't you understand about that?
Chris, the bottom line is, and I'm not going to keep doing this with you and the fans, because you all are acting nutty. The bottom line
because
is
because we don't believe a 9-5 team is average.
What's wrong with them being average, though? Why is there
because
this negative connotation
because
surrounding the word
the
average?
The most important bottom line number would suggest
right
the
we've been below average. We've been terrible for the past, for the greater part of the last 20 years.
Fine.
And now you're upset with me for calling them average?
Because
they have grown leaps and bounds.
Because
Chris,
they're not 7-7. They're 9-5. Your number, the nuance, the context,
you are what
is
your record
most
says you are,
important.
Right? You are what you said your
yeah,
record are. Whatever.
I mean, that's how. Do you think the NFL?
That's
do you think
ridiculous.
The NFL allows okay. entry for teams that are 7-7, but
what
were theoretically okay. better than an 8-6 team? Do you think that's the way it works?
Who are they better than?
Or is your record more important than
who are they better than?
Is your record more important than who you beat, who you didn't beat, who you played, how you beat them, style points, what have you? Is your record more important or not?
So let's
do
let's,
you
let's,
get in by your record or how Linnell feels about you? I'm serious.
Median is another word for average, correct? Median.
The median is, yeah, basically like the median U.S. household.
There are
32
mm-hmm. teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
Let's solve it right now. Can I name 16 that are better than Washington? I don't know if I can do that. So you may be right.